Welcome back. 0457 736 736 on the text line. Don't be afraid to give me a call this morning. Up for a chat. 1300 01 1170. Mark has the tongue planted firmly in cheek with his unsung hero this morning, Wendell Saylor. He was quiet and reserved and didn't talk about himself in the third person as the Big Dell. Wendell, unsung, those two just don't go together. Also on the text line, in terms of the Paul Gallen fight, rather, and Justice Hooney, Gal lost the fight, but he won the tackle count. It was a legs tackle, and he should have been rewarded. If Hooney was fighting a Melbourne player, they would have just wrestled all night. Thank you for that one. Went to the fight, really enjoyed it, says Brad. Gallen was brave as always, but Hooney was all class. Great to see Hooney and Zoo as Aussies with huge potential. Would love to see a trans-Tasman fight, Hooney versus Joseph Parker, after Tokyo. So there you go, Brad. Thank you for that. A ringside report as well. Didn't get to see it, so I'm loving living it through the eyes and ears of our listeners. All right, the swimming here in South Australia. So it's the final night tonight. Cody Simpson in the pool this morning. He is a pop sensation, but what a lot of people don't know is that he has swimming in his blood. In fact, this is the sport that he grew up and loved, and this is the sport that he's returning to now. He's put his pop career and superstardom on hold to come down to Australia and try and make the team. It's more realistic that he'll make the Paris 2024 team, but the way he's been swimming, he did the heats in the 100 freestyle the other day and smashed his own personal best. If you haven't seen the documentary Head Above Water on Amazon Prime Video, seriously, check it out. I know we love our sports docos here. It's a four-part series. It follows the stories of Bronte Campbell, Kyle Chalmers, Ian Thorpe, and Cody Simpson. And when you get to see what Cody's doing to realise his dream of having a crack at becoming Olympian, then you'll understand why he's doing it. The biggest question that I've been asked over the last week is, Cody Simpson for real? Watch the doco and you'll get the answer, especially when you see him hurling up after a training session over there in the States in a bin after he's been absolutely punished. Last night, the headline act was the women's 100 metres freestyle. The big question was, could Kate Campbell qualify and therefore have a shot in the 100 free in Tokyo and a shot at her first individual gold medal? She fell short in Rio 5 years ago. She was the hot favourite, and it's been on her mind ever since. So she's had to wait to have another crack. She came up against a red-hot field last night, including Emma McKeon.
Kate has gone with her through in this first 50, super quick, 24.9, only 5/100ths of a second between them. Emma, of course, really worked the underwater and starts to take the edge off Kate now.
And here comes Kate Campbell as well. They're both right on world time. That's Emma McKeon in the black cap, Kate Campbell in the white cap. Campbell, McKeon, McKeon might have edged her. Bronte Campbell's not far away either. McKeon could be taking this. They're coming. It's going to be very close. McKeon's just in front. She'll get there, McKeon. Kate Campbell second. Wilson's third. She's there for the relay. Kate Campbell will be able to take that shot at a gold medal in Tokyo. She's on the plane. She's got the swim. But Emma McKeon's got the win. 52.35.
Yeah, 52.35. John Harker calling there with Grant Hackett. The top four all went under 53 seconds. That's unheard of. And it sets the scene for a world record-breaking relay team in Tokyo. The world's on notice after that one last night. McKeon, she's just been a star at these trials, and she's off to her second Olympic Games.
I've been pretty happy with how I've been swimming this week. Obviously, this is the Olympic trials, not the Olympics, so that's where the pressure is. And obviously, to make the team, there's a lot of pressure, but my focus now that I've made it is on the Olympics in 5 weeks.
Commonwealth record in the 100 fly, PB in the 200 free. I know you won't be over the moon with that time, but as you said, you've booked an individual spot in the 100 free to Tokyo.
Yeah, I wasn't in the 100 free last Olympics, so it'll be fun to be a part of. And I guess the fact that I swam 52.1 this morning, that shows I can swim fast in the morning, which definitely gives me confidence for Tokyo.
There's Emma McKeon. What a superstar. So Kate Campbell, 29 years of age now. She's won 5 Olympic medals, 2 of those gold in the relays. So now she gets a chance at that elusive individual gold. She knows the world will be taking notice after the pace was on.
Really
relief that is just the presiding emotion for me right now. Who would have thought? I dreamt of going to the Olympics when I was 9 years old. Most people get to do it once in their life, and here I am, nearly 30 years old, getting to go to my fourth. It's honestly a dream come true. And can we just take a look at that scoreboard for a second?
I was about to say that relay.
And can we just appreciate the depth of talent that we have in the women's 100 metre freestyle in this country? That is a world-class scoreboard. And we have that in Australia, in a country that only has 23 million people. What an event to be a part of.
Four of you under the 53-second mark. Just extraordinary. You've been here three times before. It doesn't get any easier, does it?
No, it doesn't. I almost think my easiest Olympics was when I was 16. Because when you're 16, you know everything. And now I'm 29 and I realise I know nothing. But no, I am so stoked to have booked my spot on that plane. Let's go, Tokyo. We've 5 weeks to go.
At the very start of that interview with Gian Rooney there, Kate mentioned the word relief. And that's one of the incredible things about these trials is you don't actually go out to win a race. You go out to qualify to make the Olympic team. So it's not about a title that you win. It's about the relief of getting what you want. And that puts it in an extraordinary perspective. Mitch Larkin put his eggs in the 200 metres individual medley last night. So he opted out of the breaststroke event that he won Olympic silver in. Park the breaststroke. I'm going for the 200 metres individual medley because he knows that's what he wants when he gets to Tokyo. If he could get to Tokyo, no question. He blitzed the opposition to book his spot in this event.
We're coming into this final freestyle leg. Let's see how he works the underwater. One, two, kicks. Not as many as I thought. Come out for the freestyle now. He's really going to have to dig in if he's going to go a sub 156.
He'd love that sub 156. 155.90 is the fastest time in the world this year. Look at the race for second. Don't worry about the qualifying time for second because both of these men are on the plane. They don't need the qualifying time. They just have to finish second. Right now, Larkin, he may not be that happy with this time. He's going to be outside 155. It's 156. 629. Smith is on the plane for the 200 as well. C-Bomb Lee finishes third.
Yeah, that was awesome. So Brendan Smith will go anyway. Mitch Larkin goes through the second fastest time this year. He's happy he made that right choice to go for the IM, an event where Australia has never won a medal in this event in the men's at the Olympics. Here's Mitch Larkin.
Pretty happy with that. Didn't know what to expect tonight. Just sort of went out there racing, obviously attack all four strokes. It is a 200 metre event, but it's sort of swum like 450s max. And I certainly felt that with, 75 to go, the lungs were burning, but I sort of knew, keep the head down and kick the legs and you're swimming for a spot to Tokyo, you sort of dig a little bit deeper than normal.
Qualifying time was never in question, 156.29. Went out hard, under world record pace at the 100 metre mark. The back end stung a little bit, didn't it?
Did it look that bad, did it? No, yeah, I mean, I got to swim to my strengths, obviously, so I got pretty good natural speed in my fly. Obviously, the backstroke's a bit of a strength of mine, so in the last 6 months, I've been really working my breaststroke, and as I said, that last 50 is sort of about fitness and just kicking those legs and sort of burning as hard as you can. So 56.2, I think it's maybe my second or third fastest swim, so pretty happy with that.
You had kept us guessing right up to the last moment of whether we were going to do the 200 back, yeah. The 200 IM, or both. How do you feel about the decision, obviously, to pull out the 200 back? Paid off tonight?
Yeah, look, it's not an easy choice. Obviously, 200 backstroke's a passion of mine. It's sort of like what I grew up doing and competed at my first two Olympics. So, it's a bit of a difficult choice picking between the one and the other. But, I had to back a decision and obviously wish the boys the best of luck tonight. And, we'll see in Tokyo what they sort of swim. But I think I've made the right choice.
Look out, Tokyo. Mitch Larkin is coming in the 200 metres individual medley. He could win our first medal in that event in the men's at the Olympic Games. Other results last night, Jenna Strosch and Abby Harkin booked their spot on the team, finishing first and second in the 200 metres breaststroke. That was a great performance. Tristan Hollard, you may not have heard too much about Tristan, but you'll see him at the Games. You can't miss him. He's massive. He's a huge unit. He jumped out of the 200 metres backstroke with a 156.44, knew that he'd made the team and was an absolute blubbering mess on the pool deck to Gian. It was wonderful to see the emotion. So Tristan Hollard, put his name in your book. He'll be in the 200 metres backstroke. In the multi-class events last night, another great way to finish it off. So we had the final multi-class events here at the pool in Adelaide. Katya Dedekin set a new Australian record in the women's 100 metres backstroke. Jasmine Greenwood went along for the ride as well, and she booked her ticket. Well, she'd already done so, and so had Dedekind as well. So those two will also be there. And this was fantastic. Benjamin Hance set the Aquatic Centre alight with a world record. In fact, he'd broken his own world record time. They kept setting them, well, Ben kept setting them early on in the heats, and then he came out so pumped, super pumped, threw his shirt off as when he took it down, got on the blocks, got into the pool, went for the 100 metres backstroke and chased down his own world record time.
He is at the 50-metre mark, and he said we're looking for 27.44. He's almost followed the orders, 27.46. Good underwater, back up and stroking.
27.46, is it quick enough?
He had a great turn, and he's really striding down nicely in the centre of the pool. His stroke rate is right up, head nice and still. The qualification time will be no problem, but will he get this world record?
Well, we're going to hold on with him here through these last 10 metres or so. The time you're looking for, Ben Hance, 58.05. He's done it, 57.56, a new world record. Betar's qualified, Templeton's qualified, Hodges qualified as well.
57.56 for Ben Hance. What a performance that was. Absolutely incredible. He's quite shy when he gets out of the pool. He didn't really have much to say to Gian. However, he's a showman. So he might not like the one-on-one conversation, but he loved the crowd last night and he played up to it. You will see him at the Paralympic Games as well. So after all that last night, we announced the Paralympic swim team, and it was wonderful to see. They were announced one by one. They were given an oversized boarding pass to a Qantas jet, a squad of 32, 15 debutants in that field. And 34-year-old Matt Levy will be going to his fifth Paralympic Games. So congratulations to Matt. There are two athletes on the team who'll be going to their fourth Paralympics, a whole heap of rookies, some real characters as well. It's been an absolute pleasure and privilege to bring to the world. In fact, we're going through 240 countries and territories on Amazon Prime Video, but to be able to bring the multi-class and the Paralympians story to them has been wonderful across the week. Night six tonight, we'll wrap it up. We need to take a break because the news is right here with Celeste.